Breathe in, hold, breathe out. We're a couple days away from Tuesday, Election Day. Yes, Joey, Election Day. And things seem pretty positive. Seems like things will go the right way. But we've all been conditioned over the last 4 years to expect something to go wrong soon. So maintaining optimism is a balancing act, tricky balancing act. But I have it. I feel optimistic. I do. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Maybe it's because, that car did not obey the dip in the road and bottomed out. Try to go too fast, you bottom out. Isn't that symbolic? How symbolic it is. I'm going on a very quiet walk. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. It was a warm day. Maybe I'm feeling optimistic today because we had a gathering with two of Rebel Harmony's classmates, two other three-year-olds named Hanson and Ava. They came over with their parents after we all met up at the park. The parks have only been reopened for about a month in El Cerrito. This was the first park visit in 7 months for Hanson, although the preschool does have its own little playground, so he's definitely played. But this was a public playground. They all had their masks on, and they all enjoyed playing together, and then they had moments of challenges. Ava was a little frustrated when her Stomp Rocket toy was being shared with everybody, and Hanson was a little nervous to even get out of the car. It was his first park experiment in a while. But when we all were sitting in the backyard with some iced coffee and some sparkling water and some fruit and then some pizza, it felt like a normal Sunday gathering, which brought some optimism. Feeling normal. What normal was, where you can meet people and let your kids play together. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Reflecting on the idea that we're going to have a new government starting Tuesday, but then also reflecting on the possibility that we won't know anything for weeks. Cautious optimism, cautiously optimistic. Is that the only possibility of optimism we have now? To be cautiously optimistic. Everybody go slowly so you don't bottom out at the dip in the road. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I think we're all tired in ways we don't realize how tired we are. That idea of sameness ricocheting around day to day, week to week, where the news becomes a oppressive filtration system, or where your own response to the news has to become a filtration system. You have to filter out all of the doubt and negative news into something palatable. Palatable so you can sustain a sense of balance and not become anxiously flitting from one headline to the next and feeling no better at the end of the 30 minutes of scrolling. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. I was just reading about people who have studied fun and what fun actually is, according to these researchers, is the pleasure, finding pleasure, losing yourself, losing your sense maybe of time or place, and how fun is often associated with something new or spontaneous, and how maybe our idea of fun is lost over these months because so little is able to be spontaneous. But I don't see fun. I guess I never saw fun and spontaneity as the goal of life or of a liberating feeling. To me, the idea of losing yourself was powerful and possible, for example, at a rock concert or at a sporting event, or while playing music yourself or while writing yourself. The solitary nature of being able to lose yourself is just as powerful as the collective or social. And maybe because I didn't seek out so many thrilling, quote unquote, thrilling moments, maybe I was prepared to handle this sort of a sequestered environment where lack of spontaneity was everywhere or was a part of our days. I never loved amusement parks. Supposed to have fun there, but I rarely did. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. American Utopia, David Byrne's new music film, which is sort of like a sequel to Stop Making Sense, but is also its own unique thing, combines elements of creative expression with cultural commentary, with introspection and asking oneself the big questions in the form of song, which David Byrne's always done. Held up a mirror to our biggest fears and our biggest questions about how we live. It seemed especially relevant these days, thinking about where we're at and where we're going. We watched it last night and felt a sense of fun for an hour and a half. Didn't really have a sense of time. Allowed myself to get lost in something. Watched it from beginning to end. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Now here we are, the end of the weekend, having gained an extra hour. Waking up at 9 o'clock, but then turning the clocks back to 8. The end of daylight saving time. The beginning of early sunsets. And the oncoming winter. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. 2 more days, and then we won't know anything else. Most likely we'll still be waiting another week. But at least we'll have some sense of where the hell we're going. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Till next time, keep breathing.
Thank you.